Second Chronicles chapter 14. And Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did what was good and right in the sight of Jehovah his God, and he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places, and broke the columns, and cut down the Asherahs, and commanded Judah to seek Jehovah the God of their fathers, and to practice the law and the commandment. And he removed out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the sun images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fortified cities in Judah, for the land had rest, and he had no war in those years, because Jehovah had given him rest. And he said to Judah, "Let us build these cities, and surround them with walls and towers, gates and bars, while the land is yet before us. For we have sought Jehovah our God, we have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side." And they built and prospered. And Asa had an army that bore targets and spears, out of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bore shields and drew the bow 280,000, all these mighty men of valor. And Zerah the Ethiopian came out against him with a host of 1,000,000 and 300 chariots, and he came to Marashah. And Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephathah near Marashah. And Asa cried unto Jehovah his God, and said, "Jehovah, it maketh no difference to thee to help, whether there be much or no power. Help us, O Jehovah our God, for we rely on thee, and in thy name have we come against this multitude. Jehovah, thou art our God, let no man prevail against thee." And Jehovah smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them to Gerar, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that none of them was left alive, for they were crushed before Jehovah and before his army, and they carried away very much spoil. And they smote all the cities round about Gerar, for the terror of Jehovah came upon them, and they spoiled all the cities, for there was very much spoil in them. They smote also the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep and camels in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem.